This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeep and Chakravarti. The Union Government has decided to form a committee to suggest all possible measures for ensuring the safety of healthcare professionals. The government made the decision after considering the concerns expressed by various healthcare stakeholders. It has also invited the state governments to present their suggestion to the committee on the matter. The Supreme Court has taken suo motu cognizance of the Kolkata rape and murder case. A bench comprising of Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra will hear the matter tomorrow. The Indian Medical Association has written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi regarding the incident at Arjikad Medical College in Kolkata and has sought his intervention to bring a central law to check violence against healthcare professionals. The association has demanded that security protocols of all hospitals be in line with airports. It also demanded that hospitals be declared as safe zones, with the first step being mandatory security entitlements. The medical association called for appropriate and dignified compensation for the bereaved family and has asked for improved working conditions for the doctors. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said Citizenship Amendment Act CAA does not take away the citizenship rights of any religion. Rather, the act offers respect and justice to the Indian refugees along with citizenship. The minister was speaking after awarding citizenship certificates to 188 expatriates at a function in Ahmedabad yesterday. Mr. Shah criticized the previous Congress government for neglecting the Hindu and other minority expatriates for vote bank and appeasement politics. He reiterated the Modi government's commitment for implementation of CAA across the country. The Northeastern Handicrafts and Handloom Development Corporation, which actively promotes this unique and sustainable product, has announced that the famous Eri silk of Northeast India, primarily produced in Meghalaya and Assam, has been accorded the prestigious International OCOTEC certification. According to the corporation, which operates under the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, the OCOTEC certification was successfully obtained for Eri silk directly from Germany on the occasion of India's 78th Independence Day. This significant achievement not only enhances the Northeastern region's traditional craftsmanship, but also elevates Eri silk to a globally recognized and sustainable textile. The Union Health Ministry has said that there are no reported cases of monkeypox in the country to date. In view of the World Health Organization declaring monkeypox a public health emergency of international concern, Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda reviewed the monkeypox situation and preparedness. It was decided that precautionary measures be put in place to prevent and control the spread of the disease. The Health Ministry said that the risk of a large outbreak with sustained transmission is presently low for the country. The Health Ministry is closely monitoring the situation. The Konvinutep National Awakening Movement KNAM will stage a sit-in demonstration at Malki football ground in Shillong, demanding that the Meghalaya government do away with personal interviews in the recruitment process for Group B, C and D positions. KNAM working president Thomas Basa said the protest is a response to the government's inaction despite more than a year passing since the party first raised this demand. It had previously submitted a representation to the government, including notifications from the central government and several other state governments that have already abolished personal interviews for these categories of posts. The party urged the Meghalaya government to follow suit. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang launched the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan during a special Raksha Bandhan program organized by the Brahma Kumaris at Shakti Kund in Gangtok yesterday. The Chief Minister urged everyone to work together to raise awareness about the dangers of the substance abuse and to actively participate in the fight against it. The event, which coincided with Raksha Bandhan, also included a Rakhi tying ceremony where Brahma Kumari sisters symbolically tied Rakhis on the Chief Minister, reinforcing the message of protection and unity. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin. From Akashvani Shillong, have a nice day.